April 9th, 2013, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Get back from tour. Back in Pedro, not at Brother Matt's. Not at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. Brother Matt has hurt his back really bad, so everybody give him well wishes. In his place, though, I got a guest from Long Beach. He made the big drive here. Mr. Jack Brewer.
Hey, Mike. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Well, let's tell everybody what we heard. We started off the show with Evidence, something live from John Coltrane when he was playing with Thelonious Monk. And then we heard Iki by Sawako. And, Jack, you're a member of a band called The Extras.
Yes.
Yeah, how'd you get in this band?
Well, when I got back from the tour,
tour?
I'm sorry, the Saccharine Trust tour, Europe tour, in 2010. And I was kind of looking for a band where I only had to sing three songs and or something, a band that would just, just a side project where just sing two or three songs. I didn't even think about playing guitar. And my friend Phil said, no band.
You wanted another band besides Saccharine Trust, but where you only had to sing three songs.
Yeah, something that would more melodic and sort of help me get back into basic music theory. Music I was playing years before because I felt I was sort of losing that. And it was evident when we were trying to do some recording of a cover song from a band up in...
You're talking about Saccharine Trust.
Yes, thanks. Yeah, Saccharine Trust was trying to do a recording of a cover song, and I had trouble singing this really simple phrasing. And I don't know if it was just psychological or it's because I hadn't slept there for 2 days, or if I was just tired, or if I just needed to get back to my, as you say, the shack, and go back to practicing
the shed.
The shed, yes. Thanks for clearing it. Go back to that. I was getting nostalgic about playing guitar and playing regular songs again, and the process of writing songs. Phil told me, you're not going to find a band that's just going to let you sing three songs. So I had the idea of playing guitar. And Phil told me he had started this band with Rainey and Bill Marks called The Extras. Well, no, they weren't called The Extras then, but they were playing cover songs. And
this is in San Pedro?
Yes. And I was trying to, at the same time, I was trying to help Marshall get some of his songs played by other people to kind of lift his spirits.
Marshall's an old songwriting buddy of yours?
Yes, from the days, Milton Newport's original Obstacle, and we start to stay in touch again, and he's had a hard working life, and what music does for working people, it lifts you, gives you that something else that makes it easier to go back to the grind. It's sometimes I can't do music because I have to work too much, but I really start missing it when I do.
So you found these guys, Philo.
Yes.
He's an old buddy.
Yeah. In the beginning, I asked them if they could record a demo of two of Marshall's songs, and I brought my guitar that day to show them how the songs went. I started playing the songs with them, then set up rehearsal. While I was sitting at the rehearsal, I had my guitar plugged in as they were playing the cover songs, and I started playing along with those. And then I just started this idea of just, hey, can I just join your band?
You showed them two Marshall Mello songs.
Yes.
What were the two?
They were Life Is Nothing. And,
without you.
Without
you. Let's play that one right now.
Oh, Lord. America, outside of America, people look at you as like this big fucking giant. Like nothing can touch. You turn to a fucking pussy. I seen a pregnant man. Like, man, isn't that fucking wonderful? Damn! It make no goddamn sense.
Watford Pedro Show. You just heard Mr. Shimmy with something off his new album called Milo. I can't remember what the name of the album is. It's some number. Sorry, Mr. Shimmy. Hirotaka Shimizu. Incredible guitarist. Before that, we heard The Eternals with Emperor's New Break. Ahead of that was Alex Lambert and Travis Dickerson doing Maybe It's Because You're an Asshole. Whiskey Chaser before that from Voodoo Kane. I got a hold of that song Strange. We were playing, Stooges were in Australia. I think it was at I'm pretty sure it was the Sydney gig. Somebody ran up on stage and handed a CD to me. Maybe it was Melbourne. Anyway, ahead of that was The Whole of the Law by Cam Salmon and Spencer P. Jones. Spencer was playing with the Beast of Bourbon, of course, opening for the Stooges, these Australia gigs we just did. And Cam Salmon got to do one gig, the one gig I didn't get to see, which was in Byron Bay. We got there, we were conking in another town. We started everything off, though, with something from our guest Jack Brewer here in the extras, called Life Is Nothing Without You, which I guess is a Marshall Mello tune?
Yes, and we wrote it together. I helped, but it's mostly Marshall.
Yeah, so we're getting a little ahead here, but Jack went to join these guys, the extras, so he could do something different from Saccharine. Revitalize some old connects, songwriter, spirit, vibe, whatever. And then you did some gigs, I know, because we played some early with you, me and my missing man, my second man. And then you guys went on to make an album, I think, at Cali Mucho.
Oh, yes.
Right, with Kid Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, and what I did was more for myself.
Actually, you weren't coming out of just Saccharine Trust, because we did some gigs with Jack Brewer Tribute Band. You also had that band going.
Jack Brewer Band, even though the songs were at regular chords and stuff, I was still kind of singing the same characters that I was in Saccharine Trust. You know, kind of wanted to...
You didn't like that?
Yeah, I wanted to get away from it.
It was too close to that band. You wanted something further.
Yeah, I wanted to get more musically involved
Well, they're both music, but different music.
Yeah, different types.
And you thought that Jack Brewer Tribute Band was too similar to Saccharine.
Yeah.
And Extras was more of a departure because these guys had their own thing going and you were joining it?
Yeah, and it was a band, and I had to fight for my for my position.
Whereas with the Tribute Band, it was your band, so you were running the show.
Yeah, and I had to... There was cover songs, and I had to...
There was fighting in that band, though, right?
No.
Not with you so much, but...
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember...
Oh, no.
Right? But when the members wouldn't practice with the rest of the band.
Oh, yeah, there was... That's
some drama, right?
Yeah.
So Extras, you had to fight, but you didn't have the same kind of drama.
Not fight drama. No, fought with the band. I mean, fight. You know, work for my position. I really had to practice a lot at home.
Like as a metaphor, not really fight.
Yeah, as a metaphor, really had to work because I wasn't going to be able to join the band unless I really knew how to play these songs.
Yeah, right.
And it weren't easy at
so
first.
So you're challenging yourself.
Yeah, and. And when I finally played it, I realized how much fun it was playing an instrument on a stage. And I said, God, why didn't these guys ever tell me how much fun this is?
You never did that with Marshall Mello in the old days.
No, we did that at parties and stuff. But
You performed a little bit.
But this... You know, this was different, you know, actually performing in front of people and stuff, playing guitar.
The drummer.
Yeah, with the drummer.
Marshall Mello didn't have a drummer,
yeah,
right?
With the drummer and having a full band. And it was pretty exciting, something you had to have more of. And I figured out why I hadn't written songs since, like, Pagan Icons. It's because at that time I was... learning guitar, I was playing a lot of cover songs, and And during sacred days, I wasn't playing cover songs. Just everything was punk, and these guys would write music. And I would, you know, I guess it wasn't cool to like Elton John anymore, like that. But when I start playing cover songs in with the extras, when Rainey gets here, she can tell you about the covers she selects. I started learning how to write songs again, because you start realize seeing how other people put chords together again, and melodies and rhythm changes. And I think the key to writing good songs is to listening and
okay,
actually
let's,
learning.
Let's hear some music. Songs. Let's hear some other people's songs.
Cool.
Thank you. Hot for Pedro show. Start off there, something brand new from Petra Hayden. She's got an album where she did a bunch of movie soundtracks a cappella. And that tune there was Carlotta's Gallop. Really good album from Petra. After that was No Mercy, doing The Meek Shall Inherit the Mess. No Mercy was a great band from the old days. San Francisco in the late 70s. They were just a singer and a drummer. You didn't have to play guitar to be in a punk band in the old days, the real old days. After that was something new from Deer Hunter. Bramford's got a new album. And Monomania or something, I think it's called. And this tune is Dream Captain. I think he recorded it in Brooklyn or something. Really good. Congratulations, Bradford. Then something from Holland, Transparent God by GFR. And finally, She Poisoned Those Boys by Simon Bird. Simon's a cat. Well, I think he's originally from England. But I played with him in Dublin. He's moved there. He opened up for El Sueño de Marinayo on our tour back in March. February, March was a tour, but it was in March when we played Dublin. And Simon's a one-man band. Interesting cat. Interesting tunes. A lady, who's the famous lady who just passed away in England? The Iron Lady. A statue. Do you have any ideas about her? You don't remember her. Okay. She was, remember that band Crass from England? Yeah. They would sing about her. Okay, we came to the end of the first hour of Watt for Pedro show, April 9th, 2013 edition, with special guest Jack Brewer. Hold tight for hour two. April 9th, 2013. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
I was sitting down at a corner stool. My girlfriend was there by my side. She was in a carnivorous mood, so she ordered a steak. When this guy walks by, and he says, "Honey, if you're hungry for a piece of meat, they got a special tonight that's a real treat. Oh, I know that I'll never forget the night I lost my baby to the guy at the Bobcat Bite. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, 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 ho. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, ho, ho. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, 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 ho." That was the very first time we met. Remember it well, how can I ever forget? We'd eat sprouts and salad every weekday night. Then we'd pick out on the weekend at the Bobcat Bite. It brought us so close together, sharing ate the chicken with all of its feathers. And I would get so incredibly weak, I was watching her chewing on that chicken's beak. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, ho, at the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, ho, at the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, 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 ho. Bobcat Bite, they kill rabbits. Bobcat Bite, you'll make it a habit. Bobcat Bite, they'll kill anything for you. Bobcat Bite, you'll eat it, dream it till war. Whoa, ho. Days moved on and we couldn't talk. She'd get the chicken and I'd get the hawk. And I could tell from our plates that something was wrong. I could feel the distance from that time on. Well, then came the day of that fateful night. A silly quarrel became a terrible fight. She wanted steak and I wanted salad. I dared to suggest to see a diner was valid. Not the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, ho. Not the Bobcat Bite. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, 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 ho. Bobcat Bite, they kill rabbits. Bobcat Bite, you'll make it a habit. Bobcat Bite, snake and a lizard. Bobcat Bite, feels good down your gizzard. Whoa, ho, ho. Bobcat Bite. Ladies and gentlemen, I went down to the Bobcat Bite late last evening, last night, and I played this song for them. They didn't seem too excited about it, so they threw me out of their place on the pavement across the street. At the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, ho, at the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, ho, at the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, 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 ho.
Juan from Pedro show. Start off the second hour with this is from Perth, Australia. This cat, his name's Predrag Delabasic. Sorry for mispronouncing Predrag. Serpent Bites the Young Lion. Then we heard from Papier Tigre, or Paper Tiger in English. These cats are from France. They're on tour right now in the U.S. A tune called Personal Belongings. Got to play with them a couple of years ago. Good cats. Laughing Like Hyenas next from Undercover Slut. And then Greg Turner with I Lost My Baby to the Guy at the Bobcat Bite. Remember Greg Turner? He played guitar in Angry Samoans and
Yeah,
he teaches math now in New Mexico. He's got a new album, that's great. And then finally we heard something off the debut Extras album. It's a tune called When Waiting Calls. Now that's one of your tunes or Marshall Mellow's?
That's one of mine.
Okay. And so that's something you brought to the band.
Yes.
What's the name of the album?
The album is Waiting For You.
It's called Waiting For You. And this is When Waiting Calls.
Yes, we have two songs at the word.
Kind of, yeah, because there's a title song also.
Yes,
we haven't played, but
which was Marshall.
I played one goddamn truck a few months ago that you guys had me guest on.
Yeah.
So what? Waiting For You. Where does this title come from?
Okay. Marshall was in love with my sister. And he actually wrote two songs for her when we played. We had these big rock star dreams.
Yeah, but I thought this was your tune.
Oh, no, but you just said Waiting For You.
Well, the title of the album.
Yeah, well, but there's the first song.
But the title song is actually written by Marshall Mellow.
Yeah, the song called Waiting For You is written by Marshall Mellow. But this one, When Waiting Calls, was written by me. And it was a...
It's written for Marshall?
No.
Oh.
No, this was written during Saccharine Trust days. It's just the end of Pagan Icons. So at that time, I was playing guitar. I first taught Joe his first scales and such, and I was really involved in theory. Even though the chords on that song sound like they're just out of tune there.
Yeah.
They're not. I play notes that are in the scale of A, so I just switched. Made a chord out of scale, the scales of each chord, and that's what made it interesting. Because I was at that time I was studying music and the rules and such. But then as Saccharine Trust went along, at that time, strange, Joe didn't like that. Stuff.
You want that too.
Well,
no, but what's this have to do with Marshall and your sister?
Oh, no, Waiting For You is the first song. It's a different song. He was in love
with
her.
It was the title.
Yeah, he wrote her. But, no, I don't think...
But
I'm
back
not,
to this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I actually...
When Waiting Calls was actually a refused Saccharine Trust tune.
No, I don't think I played it.
You didn't even show it to him.
No, because at that time they were writing their own music and... It was funny, strange at that time.
Who's they? Oh, because you're in the band too.
The musicians were writing the music, and then I started only writing lyrics. And at the beginning, I was really into structure and such. And Joe was against that theory and stuff. So. I had to put that behind me in Saccharine Trust, and I lost that. But now it's the irony is that now it's Joe who knows all this, has been studying this stuff, and he is the one who has been helping me relearn all this stuff I lost.
He's about structure now.
Now he
embraces it.
Now he embraces
it. But Extras, these guys are already into that.
They've had their sound already. And
so you brought this tune to them.
Yeah, Yeah, this was after I joined the band. And their first cover, they were playing covers, and the first original song was written by the bassist. It's called Fracken, and I asked to sing that, and I sang that song. We all actually sing each other's songs. The song.
Nobody sings their own songs.
Well, Bill sings one of his, and I sing one from an old Marshall and Jack Day. But we just look for the best voice for the for the song. We don't really try to.
That makes sense. But I know some bands. I know in Husker, the policy was if you wrote it, you had to sing.
Oh, really?
Oh, let's listen to more smart tunage. Oh. You
Thank you. Can Harry fry some fish, Mama? We got as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep that baby quiet, with my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both and I buried under Jenkins. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let them lock me up. Don't hang to Johnny's cup, Mama, 'cause I might squeeze him. Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let him lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Well, don't tell me she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. We were sitting on a bench, Mama, of a game to play. Since I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You get up.
You just heard Psycho from B Suburban. That's a band we got to play with in Australia.
So oh, yeah?
Great band. If you ever got a chance to check them out, they've been around a long time. Oh, they haven't played in a while. Incredible singer named Tex.
Oh, yeah.
Big voice. Really? And heavy in the blues tradition. It's funny how people outside the U.S. can really get a hang on our blues.
Oh, yeah.
More than us, sometimes.
Yeah.
If you think about the 60s and then England guys, like Stones, Yardbirds, Zeppelin, bringing us back our own tune. And same thing I see over there. It's weird. Maybe when things are too close, you take it for granted.
Yeah. Yeah. Mardi Gras from Germany. Really good.
Ahead of that was Dirty Beaches with Landscapes in the Mist. A cat named Alex has his band. He's got a big tour right now. He's just moved to Berlin. A lot of people are moving to Berlin. For a big town in Europe, it's the most econo. And, yeah, great band. He's from Canada. Maybe Taiwan before that. Dirty Beaches, great band. I love them. Ahead of that was Freesia. They're from San Francisco. With Cherry Blue Boo and Whiskey Skeleton Wash. Inspired by Doris Soto's Emerald Building by Tobacco, Mr. Tom. He's out in Pittsburgh. And we started off with My House by the Black Bananas. I think they're living in Orange County. You got a real short poem you could read?
I'd have to dig through the stuff.
You want to dig through the stuff? Okay, yeah. We'll play some part two.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Well, we started with the Gat Spankus by the Extract. Not the Extras, but the Extract. They're from Canada. And something brand new from Zeno Pariah. No, Guided by Voices, Zeno Pariah. But he said, actually, it's not brand new because something just came out of 7-inch that I'll play next week. Guided by Voices, Mr. Bob Pollard, very prolific. Watch for them papers. Conjure Man by Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds followed that. Love Kid Congo. Just had his birthday. And finally, Alley Cat by Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Jack Brewer's got some poetry here he's going to play for you.
Okay, this is for the audience.
I'll play for you. Hi, Randy. He's going to recite. Right.
This is for the band, the audience that recently broke up in Germany, for Sally Joy. You're the reason I'm banned from church. You cut my ear off with your skirt. I'd like to take you from the mines. Your father works hard, but there is no coal. You're the one I'm younger for. You're the one I stumble towards. I like the way you wear my leather, playing hopscotch in the cemetery. I know why you hide my mask, why you sigh when you take my pulse. I don't party with longevity, Planned Parenthood, or self-worth. Yeah, I make your therapist cry. I know where you take your shot. I'll pay off your student loan upstairs now, Sally. Let's talk. I know why you sigh when you take my pulse. 1 year from now, I won't be twice your age, and I keep your clowns nervous.
Thank you, Jack. What was the name of that one?
Those words I wrote for their song.
They were lyrics for a tune called what?
Sally Joy. And
Sally Joy.
We covered that, and they covered Human Certainty. But I couldn't say
what was the name of that band?
The Audience.
The Audience. That's right. I played some of that on my show. We're at the end of the second hour of the April 9th, 2013 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Yeah, it's really loud. Thank you, Randy. Hold tight. We're going to talk to the drummer lady. Hour 3. April 9th, 2013. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. From Pedro Show, start off the third hour with some extras. Actually, a very old composition from Jack Brewer with the extras covering it, called Jesus Stops Shaking the Stars. I guess they were from your Dust days, right?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't really call it a cover. It's a song a band member wrote. I just never had any band play it or show.
I played this on my show with Marshall Mello.
Jesus, stop shaking the stars.
Yeah.
I guess, I'm sorry, I thought...
And you were doing that many years before you met these people in the extras.
I thought,
in a way, it's a cover for them.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about one waiting calls.
No, that's already
but
behind
the extras are the first band that played the song.
Well, you could call... You were playing with Marshall. You guys were a duet. That's a band.
That's a duet.
The band is more than one guy.
Yeah.
Ensemble. Anyway, after the extras and Jack Brewer cover, we heard Concrete Mathematics by An Emergency and something brand new from the Flaming Lips, Look, the Sun is Rising, and something live but also brand new from Queens of Stone Age, The Sun is My God. Now, we got the drummer here from the extras. since this isn't Jack Brewer's band and he just joined him, he didn't know a lot about how you came together. He just know Philo had a band and Pedro here, and he wanted to join a band because of his sacred trust experience. So you know more about how the Extras got started, right, Rainey?
I do. So I lived in Oregon for 20 years. I grew up in Pedro. Moved to Oregon, lived there for 20 years, like I said, learned how to play drums a couple years into my stint there, played in a bunch of bands, moved back here in 2010, and Philo and I got together and we're trying to make a band and realized that we kind of sucked in terms of vocals and writing songs and all that. So we got Philo's cousin-in-law, Bill, who's immensely talented, to join the band, and started getting some originals in there. We were playing some covers as well. And then Jack expressed some interest, so we invited him to join the band. And it's just been a hoot.
And you guys made an album with Kid Kevin at Cali Mucho.
We did.
That's where Raul also lives.
Yep.
The compound. And what's the name of the album?
It's called Waiting For You.
Waiting For You. And there's a tune, a Jack Brewer tune called Waiting For You, right?
Oh, more of a Marshall tune.
It's a Marshall Mello tune. You brought it to the band, though.
We're the Marshall Mello Resurrection Band.
Marshall Mello is an old buddy for you people out in radio land. Is an old buddy of Jack Brewer's. They used to write songs together. And Marshall now just wants to get his songs out there. He can't really perform them because he's too busy with other commitments. Is that right?
Yeah.
So... But also Jack Brewer wants to get his songs out there that were different from the Saccharine Trust experience.
Well, I'm just like everybody else who work, and I want to feel that there's something else in life besides just working and paying my bills, something to keep me give me the strength to do those things I have to do.
You've been doing that with many years with Saccharine, though.
Yeah, but
you want another way.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you can't say you didn't do music for all these years. You've been doing music a long time.
Yeah, just something different.
A different way of approaching music. So so you've had the band 2 years, going on 3 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And what were you talking about, that you could get this album via iTunes?
Not yet.
Now, the Extras, when you spell this, people, it's got two X's. It's E-X-X-T-R-A-S. So if you're looking for them on the internet, you got to spell it that way.
You can actually go to Water Under the Bridge.
Craig Ibarra's label.
Correct. And purchase Water. It from him. He's the one who put it out.
WaterUnderTheBridge.com. It's all one word. Big, long one. And they also put out a Saccharine Minuteman split.
Mm-hmm.
7-inch. They put out the Reactionary tribute. One side tribute, one side the actual fucking prac tape. He's put out a lot of stuff. I think he's going to put out Peer Group.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get him to get Pagan Icons to issue. There's a 12-inch vinyl.
Yeah?
I'm talking to Greg, trying to get an answer from him.
So you're still involved with Saccharine?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Joe and I are buddies,
Well, I didn't say you weren't buddies, but...
Still doing that.
Okay.
I'd like to make a note. The album is... it comes on cassette with a digital download.
Yeah, that's
Don't
right.
Don't be afraid of the cassette.
There's no vinyl.
It's beautiful, though. My son did the artwork for it, and it's a good-looking package.
Cassette is still analog. Magnetic tape, but still analog. And I'm happy. You're happy with it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's gorgeous.
And I have many thousands of cassette tapes from all the touring.
Yeah, I got tons of them.
But
I don't use them
anymore. I have a machine that I play them though. Mm-hmm. Here, let's play some more music.
Thank you. the door, close your eyes. Come inside with me tonight. You will find what you need. Just stay the course of life. Close the door.
they're all alive. We just left the world behind. Another place to time will find. Journey through all space. We'll be right back.
Pedro show. We just heard something new from Van Connor and his band Valis. Van and his brother Gary Lee were the two biggest parts of the Screaming Trees. I took them on their first two tours, late 80s. That's something called Silent Divinity. After that, we heard Life Eternal, a demo from Torture Town. Those guys, they're out in Charleston, South Carolina. I think it's the shadow band of fairy godmothers. After that, we heard Machiaz by Massichot, and they're from the Swiss part of, no, the French part of Switzerland. I was going to say the Swiss part of France.
I want to hear.
And finally, we heard Mystical Weapons with Goddess Curlers. Do you know who Mystical Weapons are? Greg from Deerhoof and Sean Lennon.
Oh,
pretty exciting stuff. So, yeah, you know about the Connor Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were living up there.
No, well, I knew about them when I worked at SSC.
Not in the same town.
No, they were in Washington.
You lived in Eugene, and they were actually from
Ellensburg.
Yeah, but they didn't live there anymore. They were living north of Seattle, I think. I think that band still is.
Yeah, Randy knows a lot about music, and I think I'm like the self-absorbed member of this
band. Well, they were an SST band from the Northwest.
Yeah.
Maybe the third wave. Yeah. Signings.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked me to take them on tour, Joe Carducci, and I liked them a lot. I knew nothing of them before I played with them.
Fantastic live show. They were so much fun.
Yeah. And Mark Lanegan, great singer.
Yep. Pixie on drums.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Pickerel on drums, yeah.
Right. In those days, I was able
He's got a band called Truly now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In those
days, I tried to friend him on Facebook, and he has too many friends.
In those days, I followed music a lot, but then later on, it's just such
You used to be put on other people's tours.
Yeah.
But then some bands brought other guys around. Didn't you try that? Didn't you try bringing somebody at the end?
At the end?
Your U.S. touring.
No, it was just us.
You didn't go try to do it with another band?
There are some shows that
Some shows.
With Sonic Youth and some with Bad Brains.
Yeah, but that's still you opening. I'm talking about you take a band.
No.
Hey, we've been around. Why don't you come with us? Because like Screaming Trees, they had never been around the country before.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, and it was done for us with the Black Flag guys. Yeah. So it was kind of like a tradition.
Oh, yeah. No.
You bring on someone.
Yeah.
Like that kind of
thing.
It's hard to know about every band, Jack.
Yeah.
I understand.
But the late, I mean, just late in life, just so there's nothing is ever, there's no calm in the work and just and keep up. It's such a struggle keeping up.
This was late 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you knew of them then. You were working in the office, of course you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But actually, I didn't know before I played with them. I knew nothing about them.
Well, it's easier now to keep up with newer stuff because, again, the internet is
yeah, but there's a lot of bands.
There are a lot.
It's harder that way. But I think it's okay. I'd rather have it better the other way, not enough bands.
Yeah.
Tennis courts, dope and sports. Games that we play to the night of ten. Lights are out, we're already gone. No shoes, no blues. Like a talk to them, or I can take this to you. Inside, I'm lying so deep inside.
If you don't fuck them, I will do anything you ask. I will betray my culture. I will kill my cat. I will send your 9-year-old son to Harvard. I will cut off any 8 fingers, your choice. I will become a full-time practicing Presbyterian. I will work as a stockbroker just to keep you in sushi. I will willingly go to hell.
You've got desires I've seen before.
last bunch of music. Miss Melvis with Deep Inside. I got to meet her. She came to my show in Austin. She's got some projects with Scott Krause that they had me play bass on. A couple tunes. Spielgusher after that. Richard Meltzer, of course. Now lives in Portland, if you don't. And then Now with Lonely Chair. They got a new album. They're out of London. And finally, Fruit with Estasi. And I think that's some kind of Long Beach Pedro collaboration. People, experimental. Yeah, Rainey. You gave me some music here. I'm going to play on the next show. This is stuff. These are people you played with when you were up in Eugene, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People like Ed Cole and Dan Jones. Now, I know Dan Jones. I've played a lot on the show here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to share bills in his town with him, with his bands.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know Ed Cole.
Yeah, I've been in a couple of bands with Ed. He's a very prolific songwriter, a very excellent guitar player. Cool singer. A lot of people liken him to Lou Reed. Real creative guy.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite collaborators.
Did you, when you were in Eugene, did you ever go to that bookstore where, or record store where Zudhorn Rollo works?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because he ended up writing a book. So funny, like, I guess he thought he was going to get groupies and stuff joining that band. He didn't know he was going to get locked up in the house and have to learn all that music.
You remember Jovi? I think you're on this. Do you have
Of course. He played all that.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a real nice guy. He's a big golfing fan.
Really?
Golfing, yeah.
And he's still working at that record store?
No. He hasn't been doing that for years.
Okay,
I don't know what he's doing now, actually.
Yeah, he was one of the lead guitarists in...
Gary Arce.
Captain Beefheart's Magic Band, which was an incredible band. So what are your plans for the extras?
Well, right now we've been on a bit of a hiatus. We made the record and then Jack got a job, and that made it very difficult for him to rehearse, so we've been sort of kicking back. Hopefully we're going to get back into full gear.
Yeah.
No plans for touring yet. I don't know, you know, when or if that will happen. Just keep writing songs and playing covers. We really enjoy playing covers. I feel it's important to pay homage to the people you've learned from.
We
enjoy doing that.
He just moved to day shift. He's going to try getting me on. If I could do that, it would be a lot easier for me to have days off.
You were just had a period of a lot of days off, though, didn't you?
Yeah, like almost a year. And
it's a nightmare, right?
300-plus days. Yeah.
So it seems like it's either raining or drought.
Exactly.
It's pouring or drought.
No time.
So some stability that you can give more to the extras, I understand.
Trying to fix all the financial problems. It's hard.
Natural problems.
Everyone has. But
it's a good way to put it.
Financial, not natural.
Oh, is that what he meant?
Yeah, but natural problems probably works too.
Yeah.
It's better than unnatural problems.
Right. I'd rather take some natural ones. Unless it's cancer or something. I don't want to do that.
Just getting too old to do the kind of work I used to do, which is construction.
I still want to thank you for coming over the show, reading the poem, and bringing Rainey. Rainey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Simplified vision of a complicated view. I melt you like ice cream when my approach is new. Light seeps through the sides of the tunnel, all the thoughts that you can funnel. Take a breath and start again. Semi-precious visions like emerald and opal, an archetypal essence like sage and copal. Refreshing view. Comfortable news.
Give us another one, Joey.
Okay, Mr. Short Poem here. As well as we can, this is called Orson Well-Being. As well as we can, the 2010s, the zeros, our donuts, they're trying to break us or break our hearts, our wallets, our dreams. But I say don't let them. Be the donut hole, the loophole in the loop-de-loop. I saw how donuts are made. There's no hole cut out. They want holes, they have to make them special. It's really a donut dot. I don't know why, but it's a donut mini cupcake. The glaze is this thick, oily, sugary thing, just like life. akin to Ice Nine, akin to taffy and fiberglass. Don't let the donut dream die. It's that's supposed to be fun. The Easter Bunny. Bathe in the glaze. Celebrate the hole that wasn't.
Thank you for them poems, Joey. That is righteous. Joey, we didn't get to hear a lot from you, but thanks for bringing Jackie's beer.
Well, sure.
It's been the April 9th, 2013 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.